I imagine that these Numbukaris will take us at least 3 sessions. And it's very nice because most of it has to do with Kabbalah Satayra. And the chiluk between the Kabbalah Satayra of Klal Yisrael and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Ummah Sa'ilah. Because they are also mechuyev to keep mitzvahs in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyah. So it's really all on the very first pasuk of Perek Beis. B'ni, im tikach amorai u'mitzvoisai titzpoin itach. My son, if you will take, means take physically, take to heart, absorb, all lies in the word tikach. U'mitzvosai amorai are the words of Hashem. U'mitzvosai and my commandments, titzpoin itach, you shall hide, or you should like tzofun in the Haggadah. You take the piece of matzah that you broke off and you put it away for an afikoman, you hide it, tzofun. But titzpinoi, she hid him, right? She couldn't hide him anymore. Tzofun means to hide. Titzpin itach, you shall hide with you. So first we'll learn the Gra, although the vast majority of these are really more connected to the Beis Halevi that we have afterwards. But the Bir Agra says, Im tikach amorai u'mitzvoisai. So the Goyin is pointing out that there's a Lashon of tikach b'nogeya the Torah, and that's because Limud HaTorah is a constant. There's never a moment that you're not involved in Limud HaTorah. Masha enkein mitzvahs, mitzvahs have a time. You can't eat matzah on Chanukah, and you can't light the menorah on Purim. Each mitzvah has its time and its place. So therefore, the Mishle uses the Lashon Titzpah, because you have to put it away for its proper time and its proper place, and then you take it out. So that's what he says. In Tika Chamorai, let's look at the Gra. Ki atayra tzarich adam lilma yoyman v'layla, v'chol yoymaz manahu. V'lachein omar tikach amorai tamid. He doesn't use the Lashon litzpon, because litzpon means to put it away. Torah you don't put away because you're learning it all the time. Mitzvois ay titzpon itach, aval ha-mitzvois av shalomad chukoseo mishpateha. Even if he learned all the pratim, ein la'asoysan, you still can't do the mitzvah. Ad eis bois mano shaloysa mitzvah, v'lochein oma titzpoin itoch ad sheyobois mano v'oz tekayem. So the Lashon of titzpoin, the Goyin says, is very deliberate here, because speaking about mitzvahs, it isn't that you can do any mitzvah at any time. Masha ein kein limud ha-Torah, it's b'chol yoyim u'b'choleis. Now, of course, there are certain circumstances that you won't be able to, or be permitted to learn, such as in Beis HaKisei, in Makom Metunuf, and so on. But he doesn't mean that. He means that the chiyuv of the Torah is a constant. The chiyuv of mitzvahs has its proper time. The Beis HaLevi, he says the following, B'ni im tikach amorai u'mitzvoisai titzpoin itach. He quotes a medrash, which we will bring later, the entire medrash. But the Medrash says in Parshas Kisavoy Dvarim Rabbah, Moshe Lemelech She'amaloi Benoi, a prince told his father, the king, Sayemeni B'medina She'ani Bincha, make a sign for me that the entire nation will know that I am the prince. So he said to him, Amalei, the king said to his son, Mivakesh ato, sheyedu hakol shato b'ni, I have an etzah for you, levoish purpira shali, dress in the royal purple, v'tein atora shali b'roshcha, and put one of my crowns upon your head. So the Beis HaLevi wants to be masbir, what lies in this marshal? Biur hadvarim debno shel melech nikar b'mesh alovish purpifon shel melech. She'ein acher, she'ein oibein, rashoi lasus kein. There's no one who is not entitled to the royal purple, that will have permission to wear this beged. In fact, if he dons the beged, shalo kedin, achas dosay lahamis. So anyone who wears the royal purple, it's a siman that he's a prince. Now he says, v'chein Yisrael nikarim sheheim Yisrael b'toyra shebichsab v'she ba'alpeh. The emphasis here is on the v'she ba'alpeh. You want to know how you can identify a Jew, legabe the melech, that he's the prince, melech malche amlochim, that the Jew is the prince? Look at his simonim. What are his simonim? That he dons upon himself ke'ilu, his neshama is embellished with Torah shebichsav as well as Torah shebalpeh. V'zehu she'omer hakosuf. And this, the Beis Halevi says, this is what the pasuk means. This pasuk in Mishlei. B'ni im tikach amorai ze shebichsav. He learns that amorai refers not to the whole Torah, but specifically to Torah shebichsav, Tanakh, the Torah that's written. And mitzvosai, which the goyin refers to mitzvahs mamish, asiyas hamitzvahs. And again, the goyin said that titzpain itoch means you have to put the mitzvah away for the time that it is appropriate, because the mitzvah cannot be done b'chol yom b'chol eis. He says titzpain means Torah shebal peh is mitzvah, because the pasuk says v'hatayra v'hamitzvah, Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. And why do we use the lashon of titzpain if it's a chelik of Torah? Because it is exclusively yours. You hide it in the sense that you don't allow the goyim to have it at all. That's what he says. The mitzvah hu Torah shebal peh, ukemo de isa. What's the proof? Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, Torah v'mitzvah ve'et luchas luchos ha'evin. The pasuk says v'ha'Torah v'ha'mitzvah asher kasavti loy roisam. So Torah zumikra and mitzvah zumishna. Ubazet tiyed nikar lakoil sha'atah bni. For oma titzvain itach de b'shebal pehu liYisrael. The Baal Peh, the Torah Shebaal Peh, Amru, concerning Torah Shebaal Peh, it says in the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, Umishpatim Baal Yedoim. The Pasuk said, Lo Asa Chein L'chol Goy, Umishpatim Baal Yedoim. You did not give them the Mishpatim. Yehuyun Sham Heitev, Ubetois Fisham. We'll see the Gemara in the notes here, and we'll see the Taisvis in the notes here, and we'll see the Turei Evin. There's such a beautiful Turei Evin, the Shagasar Yishtikel, on this Taisvis. Some of it is pure Lomdus, but about the Lifnei Iver, but the first half is Benegeya very much this Hashkofa. Balkane says the Beis Halevi, Omar Loshen Titzbein, because you keep it for yourself, Tarshabal Peh. That's Mishpatim Bal Yadom, it does not go over to the Goy. This theme is recurring in many Sfarim, and I pulled together a great deal of those Sfarim for you, and that's a great substance of these sheets. So what is Torah Shebichsav? It's also a siman that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's prince. But Afal Pikein, had it been exclusively Torah Shebichsav, the Goyim might have havaminas of claiming it for themselves. But now that you have Torah Shebaal Peh, well, that siman, they have no shaychus to. That's why it says, titzbein itach. It's dafka hidden by you. V'alkein omar loshen titzbein, v'zehu she'omar ha'kosuf ki alpi ha'dvorim ha'eleh. The dvorim ha'eleh means Torah Shebaal Peh. Karati itcha bris, da'al yedeizeh nikar shehu Yisrael. The Beis HaLevi in Shmois, the Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah, says something very, very similar. Va'ata on the pasuk, va'ata im shamaya tishmu b'koili. We're soon going to come to that pasuk next week. Ushmartim es brisi v'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. So he says, Isa b'mechilta, in the Medrash on Shmois called Mechilta, it says on this pasuk, V'yisim li skula, Shetiyu kenuyim li v'oiskim batayra. And he says, Yesh lohovim, page 2, kavonas hamechilta mashe omar tehiu kenuyim li. And there's a whole arichus in the Beis Halevi, chelik of which I have here. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you, that's what the Medrash is telling us, I want that you should be, belong to me, that you should be owned by me, kenuyim li. The yesh loimar, the hinei ha-kosuv oimer kan shnei dvarim. Echo tishmu b'kayli, shenis ushmartem esbrisi. So he says, the pasuk says, im shamaya tishmu b'kayli, if you listen to my voice, ushmartem esbrisi, and you will keep my covenant. So he says, this is not the same thing. They're referring to Torah shebichsav and to Torah shebalpeh. L'chayri yesh loyma dekoy al Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh, the shamaya tishmu b'kayli and the Torah shebichsav. Uchmartim is brisi koy al Torah shabal peh. Dehu kori bris. Ukumay the Isa bit Masech is gitten, daf samach, the Gemara there which speaks about Torah shabichsav and Torah shabal peh. The Gemara there teaches us that Varim shabichsav, you're not allowed to say bal peh, and lehefech al peh is a Torah shoy lekoitzva. And the question is, what is Torah rubay bichsav umiyutay al peh? Or Rubai Baal Peh Miyutai Biksav, and the Gemara there asks, Bitmiya, how is it possible to say that Rabbi of the Torah is Biksav? It's crystal clear that the Torah that's Biksav is very finite, and the Torah Shabal Peh is Arucha Meretz Midor Chava Minia. And we'll see there's a Tosis in that Gemara that I brought down also here later in the notes. But the Gemara says there in Maseches Gittin Daf Samach, Loikoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael Ela Bishvil Dvorim Shabal Peh. That the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Yisrael, Hagami gave them Torah Shebichsav, but the Ikar Bris was concerning the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral teachings. The Torah Sheba'al Peh. Shenemar? Well, how do we know that? Whence do we derive it from the Pasuk? Because this Pasuk says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele karati. Which normally we would interpret Ki al pi means based on, according to. But he learns it literally. Al pi means the things that are ba'al peh as opposed to that which is bichsav. Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele. Zoktel. Al pi advarim ha'ele lo koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris ele bishvil Torah shebal peh. Dahach shebal peh nitna rak li Yisrael l'chuda. What does it mean, a covenant? A covenant means just the two of us. It's our contract, mutually excluding everybody else. And the exclusion of everybody else refers dafka to, the bris refers dafka to Torah shebi al peh. Dib shebichsav gam heim ma'minim bo. Now, I just want to make a little ha'ara here. In the many different svarim that make this distinction, there are subtleties, nuances. Some say that since Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah b'shivim lashon, ba'er heitev, b'shivim lashon, is the chasimin that there's an inyan that they should get the Torah shebichsav as well. Some say, like the Beis Halevi here, Mipnei Shehei Ma'aminim Ba, because they accept it. Of course they accept it, and they also corrupt it. And they may say that it's no longer relevant because of things that happen subsequently. Rachmanu Litzlan, Bar Mina. Yisacher Pi Doivrei Shaker. But, they are Ma'aminim Ba, on some level. Others say that they stole it. But however you nuance it, every one of these svarim is maskim, aber zu Torah shebal peh, they have zero connection. Valkei nikra hach shebal peh bris, says the Beis Halevi. That's why Torah shebal peh davka is called a covenant, because it sets apart the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael to the exclusion of all the goyim in the entire universe. V'zeh shomah ha'kosu v'shmartim es brisi v'oz v'yisem lisgula mikolo amim. They are unique and a treasure and separate and apart from the rest of the world, mikolo amim, because they have Torah shebal peh. Zok de Beis Halevi, v'hinei, hach de kosav, hach de biksav, the Torah shebiksav, harehu kefi ma shenitna b'sinai, v'oleha ein lahoisif me'uma. He says, Torah shebiksav is not only that it's written, but a chelik of the point that it's written is that it is specifically finite. What I mean to say is, it has a very precise form, and you cannot detract from it one letter, nor can you add to it a single letter. It is exactly as it is given. The Sefer Torah, im yaseira hi ois achas, if a Sefer Torah has an extra letter, you know, we didn't have an extra letter, we had a Maisa Shehoya, the first Shabbos that we had, our Beis Medrash, 22, 23 years ago, on East 17th Street. I didn't know if anybody was going to come. You put up a sign, the store is open for business, you know. And you don't know, so I packed the place with my chaverim, my yedidim. The place was full because I packed it. Anyhow, b'kitzah, I'm not taking any chances. Maybe we won't have a minyan. So b'kitzah, and I needed a Sefer Torah. I didn't have a Sefer Torah of my own. Coming from the Lower East Side. And we're just opening up the Beis Medrash. I went to a yedid of mine, who happens to be the son of a Hasidic Rebbe, and he inherited maybe 20 or 30 Sifrei Torah from his father, from the Beis Medrash Nach in Europe. And he lent me one of the Sfarim, an old Sefer. That time wasn't even the computer to check it out, but I looked at it, Pei Visham, as you're supposed to, and I didn't see any Greizen. It was a, you know, Fakalchta Sefer, one of the old Sfarim. You know, the kind that you need two people to make Hagbah on it. But this was the Sefer Torah that we borrowed. Anyhow, it was Parshas Kisavah. I'll remember it forever. Parshas Kisavah, everybody's friendly, everybody's enthusiastic. And it's a wonderful Shabbos, and it's going very beautifully. We had a wonderful Baal Shachris, comes the Baal Kaire, a terrific Baal Kaire. I specifically asked him to come to lay in a Mumche Godol Mioit. Why am I telling you all of this? Because it opens up the Parsha Kisava, happened to be my brother-in-law, had that Aliyah, my mazel, and he lays Es Kol Ha'aretz Hazos. Okay? Nothing wrong. And everybody in the Olam says, Es Ha'aretz Hazos. He looks down and he says, Vaita Nochamo, in case they didn't hear clearly, Es Kol Ha'aretz Hazos. And they all chime in, Es Ha'aretz Hazos. What's going on? Finally, we were Mavarer. The Sefer Torah had an extra call. As Eshtetak Es Ha'aretz Hazos. That's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, I didn't check with the Sefer of Ezra, a Sefer from the Eichel. But if it's in every single Chumash from different editions, you understand that there's a problem. Was tut man jetzt? There's only one Sefer. Was tut man mit Alias? Was tut man mit Kriya? Baruch Hashem had a mazel. I took a lesson from my Rebbe. He told me that when I, you know, he's speaking in Shirim, he says this, there's so many machloikas in an Hilchos Sefer Torah. Whatever you say is right. Because you'll always find somebody. But if you want to be smart, learn the Shari Ephraim, memorize it Baal Peh. Because Rebbe Ephraim Zalmagolius is Mora Dechiti on Hilchos Sefer Torah. And that's what I did about 10 years before that. So I just repeated verbatim what it says in the Shari Ephraim, and we went through it, but I saw the mood had changed completely. The Olam was depressed, ein kleinigkeit. And who was the most depressed of all, versteht sich? Me. Because I opening up a Beis Medrash, and it was like, it was almost like a simen loy toif. Was tut sich da? Bekitza, at that time I got up to darshan. I darshaned at the end of the davening. Later we changed, we darshaned before Kriya Satay. But then I darshaned after the davening was over. I welcomed the Olam, and I said, Rabbi Sai, I just learned a new pshat in a famous Maimah Chazal. So they're all listening, huh? It says, Kol Hascholes Koshes. And I'm telling you, if there's an extra call in the Sefer Torah, it's Hascholes Koshes. It's a tough beginning. Oh, they like that so much. Then Galek the finger. Everybody's mood changed completely. And we had a wonderful Kiddush. Except that one of my chaverim came over to me at the end and he says, the Baron, you're not going to be Matzliach. I said to him, you know, because of the Maisa to say, ah, call us cautious. So what's the problem? He says two things. First of all, it's Nusach Ashkenaz. Not good for business. And secondly, I looked around. Nobody's drinking the schnapps. Oi, do you have a problem? Anyhow, that was Bekitzer the Maisa Shehoya that we started the Beis Medrash. So if there's an extra word, is Apostle Sefer Torah. Even extra ois is Apostle Sefer Torah. Of course, the Bekius and Chaseris Yiseris cause all kinds of issues and discussions in the Poiskim. But that's what the Beis Halevi says.
What happened?
What happened was, I exchanged a Sefer Torah for a different Sefer Torah.
But that chop is what happened.
Oh, you mean the Halacha L'Maisa?
Yeah.
Ah, so you'll also learn the Shaar Ephraim. Now
I'm depressed.
No. You can't be depressed. I shouldn't have been depressed then either. It's just, you know, that's the Metzius Advarim. You get a Tzeifat Tzveifelt, you get a Tumult, what's going to be? So it's Ein Gut Bezus Hashem. There are very few people. You know what the Kotzke Rebbe once said? He said, the whole of Olam Hazeh is not worth one krechts, one groan. Nishkefelach, mefot baita. Person is a maimon, he has bitochen, and Avay says, Elokei Avram be'ezroi. So it's Ein Gut. So it says here in the Beis Halevi that mimenu ein aleo ein lohoisif mimenu ein ligroya, you cannot change, add, or detract one letter of Torah shebichsav. Avo! Torah shebal peh is not only that it doesn't have that kind of finiteness, it's infinite. Torah shebal peh is infinite. It's the exact opposite. And he writes, and underneath I have a Shaloh HaKadosh that I've chazed over many, many times. It's such a meridic expression of this idea that the Torah is infinite, but it all comes mi Sinai. Every Mashet Talmid Vosik Osid L'Chadesh. So he says like this, B'chol dor v'dor mischadshim chidushei dinim v'halochos. V'chol zman she'odom memashmish bohem yimtza botam. That's the pasuk that says that it's nimshal l'dad, to the breasts of a woman, and a baby keeps sucking and nursing, so he sucks the breast and he gets more and more milk. This is the same, the Torah, every time you memashmish b'hem yimtza b'tam chodosh, shelo yodu mikodem. Ukemaymer hakosuf ki Hashem yitin chokma mipiv da'asutfuna. Lo yomer hakosuf ki Hashem nosan chokma. The pasuk in Mishlei says ki Hashem yitin. Yitin is a lashon of hoive and osid. He is giving and he's continuing to give. He's always giving chokma. So we would say that means siyata d'shmaya. He says, no, he's giving you constantly new Torah. Loi omer hakosuf ki Hashem nosan chokma, which would mean at one time at Har Sinai, he gave the chokma, and it's our business to chazer it over. Rak omer yitain, debechol shoh shodom loimet, umiageya atzmai bo, Hashem moisif loi chokma. The Aleho Omar HaKosuv, we already had this pasuk in the earlier notes, Arucha Me Eretz Mida Urechava Mini Yam. It is wider and vaster than the universe. Val Kavonazu Amru Yisrael Oz Naaseh V'Nishma. Everyone has a nuance in this incredible idea that the Naaseh comes before the Nishma. And the pshat mistama is that Bnei Yisrael were willing to accept the Torah even before they heard it. Meaning, we trust you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever you dish out to us, whatever you give us, whatever you teach us, whatever you command us, is good for us. And therefore, we don't have to know the pratim before to be maskim to it. Naaseh. And of course, we'll nishma. We're ready to hear it, but we're willing and committing ourselves right away. But he says, "Val kavona zu amri yisrael as nasa benishma de nasa koi shekiblu aleim lasos kol amr lohem oz." Nasa means we are told what to do now at Har Sinai. We'll do it. What's nishma? Because there's going to be more and more Torah produced, more and more takonas chachomim, more and more minhagim. And what about all of that? Nishma. When the time comes, we'll hear it and we will keep it as well. Nishma koi Allah haba. The kiblu al atzmam lishmaya oid l'divrei chachomim shebekol dor vador kol ma sheyizgala achakach b'chidushei ha-toyra. Shlach HaKadosh
says we make a bracha Baruch Atah Hashem no sein ha-toyra.
Very similar to what the Beis HaLevi said b'nogeya the expression ki Hashem yitein chachma loshen osid. He says Baruch Atah Hashem, it doesn't say Nosan HaTaira. It says Nosein HaTaira. He's constantly giving Taira. Sokta Shlo HaKadosh. The Inyan Nosen HaTaira. The Emes Hashem Yizborach Kvar Nosno. He already gave it. Avol Adayin Nosen HaTaira V'lo Yitzak. And even though he gave it, he's still giving it. And he'll never cease to give it. V'dobet Zetzarech B'yarochav. Requires a deeper understanding. Let me explain it to you. He says, "Ha posuk oimer es hadvarim ha'ele diber Hashem el kol kahalchem bahar mitoycha eish onon va'arofel koil gadol velo yosaf." Lo yosaf is interpreted variously, but lo yosaf means it does not come to an end. He quotes the Targum's explanation of lo yosaf. Koil gadol v'lo yosof v'lo pasak. It does not come to an end. Ki koil chazok v'kayom la'olam. Right? Then there's another pasuk. Another pshat in lo yosof. What's the second pshat in lo yosof? Almost the opposite. No more. Like from the word lo hoisif. Dabar acher lo yosof lo hoisif l'haroisei ba'oisei pumbi. He never repeated Maimer Har Sinai again. It's a Kol Gadol, but this Kol Gadol will never happen again. So it's like a stira. On the one hand, it says it's not going to stop. And on the other hand, it says it stops and it will never be repeated. So which is it? Is it this way or that way? Is it Lo Yosef not never again? Or is it Lo Yosef never ending? So he says it's both. He says...
That's Rashi.
That it'll never end?
Rashi says, V'lo yosof mitageminun v'lo pasak.
Yes.
It never ends.
And the next is also...
And then he says, Rashi further, Dover acher, another pshat, and he says the opposite. Lo yosof, it'll never be again. Lo hosif laharos ba'osol pumbi. Ad kan l'shoina. Yesh bazel inyon soit komus. Vashnei pirushim kulam heim emes. Not only are they not a stira, but they are perfectly complementary. You need both chotim. And without one or the other, you will not understand the whole inyon of Nesinas and Kabbalah Satayr of Bnei Israel. He says, Hashnei apirushim kulam es inyon lo yosof, lo yhoisif hu mitzvahs derabonon, v'chumrosan hein usyogeyem adayin loy nitztavu mipi agvura. The inyan loy posak pirushoy sheavze loy posak meakoyelahu ki hayakolu bekoyelahu bekoyach. He says it depends if you're looking bekoyach or bepoyel. Bepoyel, the sound that's going to emanate later on is not happening now at Har Sinai, because all the derabonans they don't hear. All the things that Talmid Vatzik Osi L'Chadesh is revealed Bekoyach to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's not spelled out to Bnei Yisrael until the time comes when the Sanhedrin Shabbos Sador is Kaveya that Minig and makes that Takona, whether it's Beis Dino Shel David or Beis Dino Shel Hillel V'Shamay, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever Takona comes later was already revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, what he calls Bekoyach, in potentio. He says, Ki hoya kolu bekoyelahu bekoyach, avol l'chol zman ve'eis, loy higia adayin eis sheyetze min hakoyach alapoyol. Ki hoya hadover tolui l'fi his oirus hatachtoinim, u l'fi mahusam ve'echusam, u l'fi madregois nishomai shebekol dor v'dor. He says, the thing is not so poshut. Why does something suddenly happen in a certain generation? So you'd say Poshet, because that's what that door needs, and they made that takana at that time because of what the door needs. He says it's much more complicated than that. Because the nuances and the subtleties of each minig and each takana and each chidush of Torah, there's an inyan called psichas hatzinoiros. The pipes are suddenly opened up. The spigots, the faucets are opened. And sometimes you have that in the whole world there'll be a ha'ara, where in one corner of the world, and there's no communication in those days, a goyin is mechadish a chiddush, and in another corner of the world, just at that time, another goyin somewhere else in the Eidus HaMizrach Echveisvos is mechadish mamish the same chiddush. Psichas HaTzinoiris. So he says that's when it comes out lemaisa, but it's all in its potential, in its embryonic form, is given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's part of Matan Torah. He says, he says every chiddush is a chiddush only because it comes out to us, but every chiddush is a kavana, is an exact discovery of what the Das Elyon was already. It's like you come and you discover America. That's the expression, you know, you discover America. America was there. America was there before Columbus showed up, but before the Vikings showed up, or whoever it is that discovered America. Some say that there was this guy, Chaim Yankel, that was running away. But anyhow, whatever it is, whoever discovered America... I didn't want to finish the sentence. But whoever it was that discovered America, what do you mean, you discover means it's there. Discovery in science. There's something going on with the genes that you didn't chap. Now you chap what's going on with the genes, but it was always going on with the genes. He says that that's what it is. It's a discovery. It's not a chiddush in the sense of a brand new thing that never existed before, except in the sense that they didn't know it yet. But it already is there. Where is it? In the Das Elyon. Where was it given? At Har Sinai. That's Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef. It never stops. The Kol that emanates from Sinai, B'Koyach, keeps going on B'Chol Dor V'Dor, and the Chiddush, L'maisa, is brand new. That's the Tup Shatim in Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef. So he says... right? The Kivnu Das Elyon, V'Nishmosam Sh'amdu B'Har Sinai, Ki hayu b'mayim rahu kol haneshamos kiblu kain, right? Shemitzad b'chinas nishmosam v'doyram oz hadover hahu mitukon u'mekubal v'hu mipi agvura. Mitzad, what the neshama hears in a sense, all the neshamas with Har Sinai, it's already there. All the chidusha, all the takonas, all the derabonans. Rem is ledavar midrabonon. I point out that it's 346. Oile mipi gevura. The rigamatra of midrabonon.
What does that mean?
346. In the world is something called numbers.
Yes. I know, but I'm...
And the total of Midrabanan, I'm telling you, is 346.
Yes.
And the total of Mipiagvura is also 346. Yeah. But that's what he says. He says, Midrabanan, Oila, I'm just telling you what the number is. That's my addition. He doesn't say that. But the word Midrabanan, which happens to be a 346, I always felt that it's a drop more than Moshe, meaning... Moshe is 345. It's beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. All the things that will continue past Moshe Rabbeinu, it's already there, Mipi HaGvura. But that's the Gematria. Mipi HaGvura Gematria, which is also 346, is the same as Midrabanan. What is it trying to say? That even the Derabonans are Mipi HaGvura. That's what he's telling you, the Shlach Kodesh. Dr. Be'elish Shmois Rabba, in Medrash Rabba Shmois, U'be'medrash Yilamdeinu, Amru Shom V'aydaber Lukim Es Kol HaDvarim O'Ela Leymar, Amar Rab Yitzchok. What's Kol HaDvarim O'Ela? What is added in Kol HaDvarim? If it's Dvarim O'Ela, and it says what the Dvarim are, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, then you know what the Dvarim are. What's Kol HaDvarim O'Ela? Zokta Amar Rab Yitzchok Mashanaviyim Asidim Lisnabis Bechodor Vador Kiblu Mear Sinai. Shekain Moshe Omer Lohem Liyisrael Ki Es Asher Yeshnoi Poi Ve Es Asher Einenu Poi Imanu Hayoyim. Imanu Oymed Hayoyim Ein Ksiv Kan Elo Imanu Hayoyim. Why does it say Imanu Oymed Hayoyim? Because Neshamas are not Oymdim. Only the living people are Oymdim Hayoyim. But Ki Es Asher Yeshno Po Vasher Einenu Po are all here. They're not oimdim, because they're neshamas. So, the elu an neshamas shasidus liboros sheim bohem amosh shlonem ar bohem amidosh afa pishloi hoyu ba'oisamayim et kolech ve'echot kibel eshaloi v'cheinu oime masad v'ashem el yisrael biyad malochi b'yimei malochi loinem ar elu biyad malochi. in the hand of Malachi. Shekvar hoisa nevuah biyadai mehar Sinai. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him a nevuah, and it's already biyad Malachi. What's going on? How could it already be in his pocket if he didn't get it yet? So the Teretz says he got it as a neshama at Har Sinai, and it becomes revealed to him, to his ears, to his mind, to his heart, later on in his door. Bimei Malachi loynemai lebiyad Malachi shekvar hoisa nevuah biyadai mehar Sinai. Va'ad oisa shor lo nitno lo rishus li hisnabois. V'chein Yishayahu omar. Miyoyim u'meyeis ha'yoisa shom oni. I point out that it's not the exact nusach of the pasuk, but the Shloha Kodesh is referring to the pasuk in Yishayahu Perek Memches, pasuk Tazayin. Kirvu Eilai Shimu Zois Loi Meirosh Baseser Dibarti Meis Hayoisa Shom Oni Vato Hashem Alikim Shlochani Veruchai. Oma Yishayahu Miyoim Shenditna Torah Misinai Shom Hayisi. I was there at Sinai, says Yishayahu. V'kibalti es hanavua azois. These are unbelievable yesaidus in Amuna. Now it's coming out to the world in my time. But I heard it, I received it already by Har Sinai. Va'ad achshav lo nitno li rishus lisnabis. It's a pelidic eloshin. I don't have rishus. Say, he's not around. What do you mean he doesn't have rishus? It means the pshat is the neshama is ready to give the nevuah, and Hashem sends the neshama down at the time that he needs him, and until then he can't go down, ki'ilu. Vad Akshov Loy Nitno Lirishus Lisnabis. But Loy Kala Navim Bovad Kiblumi Sinai Nevuasam. You'd say Nevuah maybe is special? No. Afachachomim Oim de Mechodor Vador Kol Echod Ve Echod Kibel Shaloy Misinai. The Chainu Oimer Esadvorim Ela Diba Hashem El Kol Kahalchem Kol Godoil Veloy Yosof. Ine Bearu Shekoma Shechitru Chachomim Bechol Hadoiris. Including today and tomorrow, kiblu b'sinai min hakoylahu, v'lohaya kifi sichlam v'chakirasam. It's not just that I have a good head and I suddenly mechadish something, and this is the Torah that came out now for the first time ever. It's an unbelievable idea. V'lios keno emes tzivonu b'tayrasa al yedei neviyoy nem bambesai al piya atayra shal yoyrucha v'al mishpata shal yoymlucha tase. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in the Torah, Al piya Torah she yarucha and parsha shayftim, asha yom lucha tasel loisalsim and adav shagid lucha yom in a smile. Vechayev miso lemisha lo yishma aleim lefi. Why is there such a seriousness about what they say? They're only human. The answer is because they are telling you the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu from Har Sinai. It's the same Torah, and that's he says. Why is it so? Why is a chayev misa such a terrible thing? If he shekoylam, hu ha'koyl agodol ha'u asher lo yosef. V'omar v'yish asher yaseh b'zodon levil tishmoya ala koyin or la shoyfet u'meisa yishahu. B'shalmi depeya amru afilu mashetal mitvosik osid lahoyres lifnei rabbi. Nem ala moshe b'sinai. Mizeh mevuar, says the Shloha Kodesh. Shekol Divrei Chachomim Shebechol Dor Vador. Everything. Kol Divrei Chachomim Shebechol Dor Vador Umashim Echadshim Vechol Pilpulam Humi Sinai Velo Seichel Enoishi Rak Seichel Eloka Rak Sheheim Hotziu Mikoach Alapo. The amazing thing. Person says, you know what I was mechadish yesterday? I'm not talking about, remember we spoke in the past that every Tom, Dick, and Harry feels that he can do whatever he wants with the Torah and he plays with it like it's a toy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Gedoy Le'olam. Reb Kiva Eger says a chiddush. And he comes into the Beis Medrash and he's full of excitement. I want you to hear the chiddush that I said. It's called a chiddush because it came now out into the world. And he is the pipeline, he is the messenger to bring that chiddush to the world. But where does the chiddush originate from, says the Shloha Kodesh? It all comes misina.
This is a very difficult concept. The whole thing. I think you should really stop here and explain.
It is a very difficult concept.
Because, for example, we have trustworthy opinions about the chelus. So everybody says it's not the chiddush from today. Why is it suddenly coming out today? It's coming from all of the sources. It's coming from diligent.
Well, you see, the issue. You know, you're going to have. Why go to Tchelis? Why don't we go to the? No. Why don't we go to the first machloikas? And it doesn't have to be in our door. There's a machloikas. So when we say that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Talmud Mashiach L'Chadesh, do you know how far this goes? There are Chazals that say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, you know, and chazering over the Divrei Torah of the Talmid HaChachamim of that door. And the Gemara Maseches Gittin, the famous Gemara, speaks about Rebbe Aviyasa. So he says, Yonasan b'ni kacho omer, Aviyasa b'ni kacho omer. By Pilegesh B'giva, they had a machloikas. Nima matza, zvuv matza. Nima matza v'hikpid, zvuv matza v'lo yikpid. Nima zvuv me'isusa, nima sakanta. Eilu v'eilu dibri l'kim chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Maika Ovid Kutshabrichu, what's he Isaac in? He's Isaac in the Parsha Pilegesh B'giva. And what's he saying about the Parsha Pilegesh B'giva? Because it's felt the Ribbono Shel Olam to understand the Parsha Pilegesh B'giva without me. He says, no, Yoinasan b'ni kachoim, Avyasa b'ni kachoim. It's a pellet de gazach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for the psak, for the Torah Chiddush to come out, to paskin that way in the Bezdin Shomala. And so on and so forth. There is in the world a reality that we have zero shaykhus to in our senses. And that comes from Masaru Kabbalah from the Avos Aviseinu, that there is that reality. And that reality confines time and space in a way that we do not with our senses, that there's now and there's a minute later and there's an hour later. And the same thing in Divrei Torah. There's an idea of Torah and there's a machloikas in Torah. By us, a machloikas means one is right and one is wrong. In Torah, it's not one is right and one is wrong. Of course, that's very complicated. Is it possible to make a mistake, Pashut? The answer is yes. So is that person also right? The answer is no. So what is a machloikas that's legitimate and what's a machloikas that the person made a mistake? And when do you say that you can't paskin like somebody and when do you say that you can paskin like either one? This is a world. I mean, we could be here for the next 6 months. And I'm not sure that, you know, we're learning the yesidus of Masaira, although maybe it is a kedai thing to do. But in the Bir HaKrov Mishlei, when we speak about Amorai, meaning Torah Shebichsav, and Titzpah and Torah Shebalpeh, it carries us a little bit further than I anticipated. But this is what the Shalom HaKadosh says. Zeu inya masha amru, oimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Mipuma de Kula Rabbonon.
But can I apply it everywhere?
You don't have to apply it. Because these are not things that you apply in terms of, it's an inyan of emunah. The yesod of all of this is a very basic point. The yesod of this is that when you have a Talmud Chacham, the Masaira that we have, which is just what the Shlach Kodesh is being megala, this is not his Torah. You see it's repeated in so many different Sfarim. Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Ashkafa, Sifrei Kabbalah, and ultimately it derives from Medrashim that go back thousands of years. They are all saying that the source of all Torah is Har Sinai. And when we say that the source of all Torah is Har Sinai, we don't mean that I had a Rebbe and he had a Rebbe and he had a Rebbe. So ultimately, the authority that I have is legitimate because it goes back legitimately Doris and Doris and Doris. They are saying that all the Neshamas are Har Sinai. The Rambam was such a Klaimish, you know, a very, very pragmatic, realistic, you know, here and now person. Yeah, everybody thinks that about the Rambam. The Rambam says in the 8th Perek of Yesodei HaTorah, when he speaks about how it is that Klal Yisrael finally had an absolute emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu Shlichus. It didn't happen in Mitzrayim. It didn't happen with the Makkas. It didn't even happen with Kriyas Yamsuf. Anything that's done with an ois and moife, says the Rambam, can be magic. It can be a trump doy. You can fool a person. You can make him think that it's happening. Like the magicians on stage, they cut a person in half, they don't cut the person in half. And Lemaisa, even these most complicated oisis and moifsin, imagine Kriyas Yamsuf, Ayom Rov, Ayonis, the Rambam says, no, there's not a moifis in the world that can guarantee in an absolute way emuna. So what does guarantee it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Where at Har Sinai? By the Sneh, when he was beginning his mission. It was also Har Sinai. And he says, V'zelecha ois, this is the only ois that is going to be a true ois. Shanoichi shlachticha, that you are my messenger. Boitziacha, when you'll come to after Mitzrayim, it's not going to happen in Mitzrayim. They'll have to trust you in Mitzrayim. Because there's no proof yet. It's going to be at Kriyas Yamsuf? No. But when they come out of Mitzrayim, they'll come to Har Sinai, Tavdunas Elokim Alor Hazeh, and then they'll know. How do they know? The answer is because they are going to see and hear with their own eyes and ears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Moshe is my Shaliach. Moshe, Moshe, Alei Elai Ohara. Moshe, Moshe, Leich Emor Lehem, Zeh V'Zeh. The Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, the rationalist. Be'einenu ra'inu v'lo zar. Be'oznenu shamanu v'lo acher. Eich shakadosh baruch hu oimer Moshe Moshe leich emor lehem kach v'kach. And the Rambam repeats it twice in case we didn't hear it the first time. Einenu oznenu. And when he says einenu oznenu, he's talking to his contemporaries and to whoever learns the Sefer ever again, including you and me. Because everyone was at Har Sinai. And the Midrashim are telling me, not only were we at Har Sinai, you might add whatever that exactly means, because we were born and we were created from particular matter, from tiny little atoms, but they're substance atoms. There's carbon and there's hydrogen and there's oxygen and there's iron. They are substance. But there's a neshama, so go understand the neshama. And where does the neshama come from? This is all yesaidus of emuna. And the reality that exists from the perspective of Torah and Yiddishkeit is infinitely beyond the reality that we perceive in so many different ways. And sometimes even language doesn't have the capacity to express it. But when we have a Rambam that says, Be'aznenu shamanu, be'inenu ra'inu, he means that we were there. And the same thing in this Medrash. The Medrash says, not only were we there, but we received our Chelek of Torah at the time. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you be megalit, each door according to its proper. And in that Gilui, there is Machloikas. And the Taitre of Machloikas, Eilu V'Eilu, this is a world unto itself. It's a discussion in its own right for many, many months. That is ma she Talmid vosik osid l'chadesh. Why do you use the word Talmid? Even what a Talmid says b'fnei rabbi. It means takonis, you think, for the whole world. But what about a Talmid sitting in a base medrash somewhere? If it's legitimate, and it's authoritative, and it comes from a person that is roi to give the Torah, just like a Novi has to be roi to be giving his nevuah, and there are madregas to a Novi, and not everybody can be a Novi. Not everybody can be that kind of Talmud Chacham that is given the opportunity to give that Chelek of Torah at that moment in history. But when he does, it is something that comes from Har Sinai. Kol Godol V'lo Yosef. And that's what he says. Masha'anu Mevakshim V'sein Chalkeinu B'sarasecha. Six or seven lines from the bottom of page 3. We say, Yiratzein She'yibona Beis Hamikdosh. What's next? Sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. What does it mean, tein chalkeinu b'sarasecha? Give us our chalek. What do you mean, our chalek? So he says, because everybody on earth has his chalek. You know who said, I didn't copy this, but really I should have. Chafetz Chaim wrote many little sfarim. They're little bekamus, and godol miyot be'echus. They're little svarim. Some he wrote big svarim. The Chafetz Chaim, Shmiras Haloshin, Mishneh Berurah. He has a sefer called Shem Olam. And in the Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim, they reprinted almost all of those svarim. And in that Shem Olam, he has a chelek, a few paragraphs, about six or seven paragraphs, on what it means that each Jew, and he meant literally, each Jew has a chelek of Torah that is unique for himself. And then he writes, Zeh b'mikra, Zeh b'mishnah, Zeh b'gemara, Zeh b'halacha. And it's just an astonishing thing. That chalkeinu b'sarasecha, the way Chafetz Chaim is masbir, is not the unique chidushim. Apparently Torah, is like, you know, sometimes when they want to see something clearly inside the body, they inject a dye that's specifically targeted to a certain ava. And it's an amazing thing. The dye will go all over the place, and it won't be visible, because it doesn't stop there. But in a certain place, it stops, and that's what they want to see. It's an amazing koyach. So the same thing is true about v'sein chalkeinu v'sarasecha. Everybody has a shtickle Torah that is specially targeted for him. And that's why you see sometimes, it's not the whole picture, but it's a ma'ein. You see certain people that have a chush in some area of Torah, much more than in any other area of Torah. Some people are halacha people. Not only they have a gishmak in halacha, they have a koyach to organize it, they have a koyach to express it. It comes out crystal clear. You know what to do. It isn't maybe it, Other people are married to Kabbali Drush. They can look at a medrash and they can touch up the medrash and discover in the medrash things you could never even imagine. And even if they're mechadish anything, they're just saying pshat, but it's with a gishmak, it's with a klarkeit. And they in halacha, lav dafka. And the same thing is true. Somebody has a hergish for a chelik of Tanakh, and other things appear to him like dry or difficult. His neshama is somehow found its song. That's his chelik. That's the Chafetz Chaim's chelik. That's what he's talking about. So he's not talking about what you're mechadish. He's saying that the Torah is vast, that each person has something special in the Torah. That's his chelik of the Torah. And the Shaloh HaKadosh here and the Medrashim, they're talking about the Chidushim. That's for Gedolei Yisrael. That's not for anybody. But Talmid Vosik, what does Vosik mean? Vosik means a person who's established, a person who's capable. But the Talmid Vosik who's sitting still b'fnei Rabbi, he's Mechadish something. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that a Talmud is in a certain sense a Rebbe of the Rebbe. That's Mitalmida Yosem Mikulam. He quotes that Chazal. And he says, just like an Eitz Katan is Madlik an Eitz Gadol, so too, a Talmud sharpens and deepens the Chochmah of his Rebbe. Ad, between the two of them, is Yoytzei Chochmah Mefo'ora Lashon HaRambam. Chochmah Mefo'ora. That Koyach of a Talmud Vasik, where does it come from? From Har Sinai. It's an amazing idea. So let's read it again, the last seven lines on this page. The same chalkeinu b'sarasecha writes Salaimar Shiyya chalkeinu b'tayra shalai made HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He emphasizes it's a magnificent thing, because we always look at the word chalkeinu and that's more or less where we stop. He's looking past the word chalkeinu to b'sarasecha. He says, where do we get our chalek? We get it from your Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying that's the pshat. He says, we want to be zeicha that we find our chelek and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to repeat what we were mechadish. Ha'inyon ha'chachamim chidshu dvarim oy mikoyach pilpulam. Right? Their mechadish could be mikoyach ha'pilpul. Avol ha'koil ho'yo b'koyach ha'koil ha'nisker. The Shlo HaKadosh is going on record as saying that even when I come up with a brilliant pilpul, and this is this, and this is that, and this is machloikas, and you see something that's a binyan that he actually had to harve for weeks and months to create, and now he's presenting it to you, and a person says, look what I just discovered, and the Shlo HaKadosh says, you discovered it means you brought it out into the open, it was always there. He says, now the time has arrived. Sheheim hoitziu mikoyach lapoil bizbainanus. Va'omnam godol Hashem berav koyach litfunosai ein misper, ki bibchinas hakoyach loy posak, ki ein misper ve'ein loy soifetachlis. Because lefi ha'ischachus umikor neshomis bechol dor. Every generation has that koyach, the generations go on and on and on, and the Torah follows with it. Ulefi yin koyach ha'tachtoinim shema'irim koyach ha'elyoin, nimtza HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen ha'toyra v'unosen ha'toyra. He is both the one who gave the Torah, ko godol lo yosav, that's where it came to an end, no more. And it's also where it begins and never comes to an end. He's Nosan and he's Noisen. Who Noisen atayra b'chaleisu b'chol shah. Hamayon hanoiveya enoi paisek. Umashe noisein hu bekoyach mashe nosan.
So what is the meaning of yigia?
That's what he just said before b'hisboinenus.
Yeah, if the whole
he says
is waiting to come out.
Now, the pshat is like this. You have to understand. We are not talking about somebody who has a good supper, and he gets a little bit tired, and he takes a nap, and in the middle of the nap he has a cholam, and in the cholam he discovers the tshuva of Reb Kiveg. I mean, whatever chiddush was there, he discovers the tshuva of Reb Kiveg. There's no such thing. Torah requires amelus and yigiyah. That's how the koyach ha-pilpul, the koyach ha-chidush of the person is ma'orer and megala that which is neshama received in Har Sinai. It's a very difficult thing to digest for a modern person. We like to think that we somehow came up with something that never before existed, whether it was in the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or in the Masoret to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's mine, and I'm a chadash it, and I discovered it. Everything is a discovery like it's a discovery in science. You're not creating something de novo. You are revealing what's really there, but you have a clarkite now that you didn't have before. And the tools that are required are not because that is how it happened, but that's the price you have to pay. I'll give you a word from Rav Soloveitchik that makes the point as well. Everyone knows what many, many Sfarim repeat. Yogata umatzasa tamid. It says yogata umatzasa. Everyone is the kasha. Yogata, it should have been v'hitzlachta. Yogata v'chidashta. Mitzia is something that happens when I'm walking in the street and there's something on the floor and I didn't create it, I didn't buy it, I didn't spend money, and I find the diamond, I put it in my pocket, and I go my merry way. That's mitzia. Yegia is the exact opposite. Yegia means I killed myself. I went to darkest Africa. I went into the mines. I worked there for years. And finally they rewarded me. They gave me a shtickel diamond to take home. So what is it? Is it yogata or is it matzasa? It's a stira minei ubei. All the Sfarim ask that question. So the Rav said, it says, Vayiten el Moshe kechaloisei ledaber itay. Chazal say, the pasuk means, when he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu shnei luchos avonim, when he finished talking to him, kechaloisei, when he finished. Chazal tell us, kechaloisei. The chav dalit kishutin, chav dalit kitzvi hakodesh. What does it mean, kechaloisei? So he says, the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Chazal, gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. What does it mean that he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shamayim Arboyim Yoim V'Arboyim Laila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you now the Torah. And this Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, with all of his koichos, and he's holding on to the Kisei HaKavod there, against the Malachim, and he's holding his own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching him the Torah, B'chvoyde V'atzmai, and he can't. Arucha Meretz Midr Chava Miniyam. So it says, to finally he saw all of that Yigiya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Torah b'matana. He gave it to him b'matana, b'matnas chalko. The word b'matnas chalko is a stira, because matana means matana, nechelik means what I acquired. It's the same thing. It's yogata leads to matzasa. Lo yogata is no such thing. But in the end it's matzasa, because it's all originally there. And he said, what's the dimyan to kala? So here he said already a shtickel lumbus, which you have to follow. Chazal tell us that there are three kinyonim when you acquire a wife. What is the first kinyon? The one that everybody knows, the one that we do. We do shove kesef. In by the Sfardim, they do just plain kesef. Hareat mekudeshes li bekaspa hodein, they say. And they give her a coin. We give a ring. Same thing. Shove kesef ke kesef. We are Mekadosh Bekesef. We're not Mekadosh with the other possibilities. When you're Mekadosh Bekesef, what kind of ideas? You give her a Shava Pruta and she's bound to you, she becomes an Eish HaSish. What is that? We learn it from a pasuk. Where do we learn it? Every child that learns kiddushim, kiicha, kiicha, mizdei Ephraim. In other words, Avram Avinu acquired a soda, mizdei Ephraim. Abba meyeh shekel kesef oivel asoifer. Nasati kesef asoda kach mimeni. The word kach is repeated, ki yikach ish isha. Rebbeinu da alma kula, shayimu shamayim. What is a woman, a piece of property? If you have a hasoga that you're acquiring a woman in that way, the kedushin is probably not even a kedushin. I remember once I was at a Siddur kedushin, and I saw there was a certain Rosh Yeshiva, a young Rosh Yeshiva, usually they're young. Anyway, a young Rosh Yeshiva, and he's telling the chosen 20 minutes, and everybody's sitting there wondering what kind of sidus and nifloyus is he being megala. And hey, I'm lending an ear, and he's telling them you should know what kedushin is, a kinyan, and this and that, whatever. So, the Novominsky Rebbe was sitting next to me over there in the front row. So I say to him, you know, I had a Zayda, Reb Moshe Menachem Spiegel, the Ostev Kalashina Rebbe. Reb Moshe Menachem Spiegel used to have a goy for Mechiras Chometz. So every once in a while, the Rabbonim, some Rabbonim would come to join him in that Mechiras Chometz. So here's one of the Rabbonim starting to tell the goy, you know, all kinds of details and halachas. He says, stop, don't make kalya, don't ruin it. Now I know that he's buying the chametz. By the time you're finished with him, I'm not sure that he's buying the chametz. So I said this, before the Rav started to talk to the chas and the kala, he knows they're under the chuppah, there's a kedusha going on. He says, whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom had in mind, whatever is kedas moshe v'yisrael, that's what I want. Now that you're being masbir to him, who knows what he's thinking? So who knows if the kedushin b'chlal is a kedushin? Zvon Svinziker is besser sometimes. But lemaisa kechalosai is a chapela otzum. How do you acquire a wife with a kinyan that is for a soda? She's not a soda, and you don't acquire her. It's a mutual relationship which comes out of a maisa kinyan. The act is similar in its physical manifestation, but the consequences are not the same as by a sada. The consequence happens memela. The kedushin happen when you give the ring. But it's not that the ring is acquiring her. Exactly what happens with Torah, and that's why it's kikalosai. It says you give the ring, but you don't acquire. The relationship happens because you gave the ring. You do the yegiyah, but the yegiyah will not give you the Torah. You can break your head against the wall. That's one of the yesodos of Chazal. That lies in your gato matzasa. That lies in the medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Torah and it didn't go. And he finally had to give it to him b'matana. And the whole idea that you can give Torah b'matana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give Torah b'matana, is an unbelievable idea. And also to lead to incredible humility. Because in the final analysis after this shiur, so the biggest gadol has to understand that number one, it's not really my chiddush. I'm just allowed to be mechadish this. And number two, that with all of this yegiyah, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me b'matana. And that's why, by the way, in science, you don't have to go to the mikveh to be mechadish a chiddush. In science, you don't have to daven to be mechadish a chiddush. In science, you just go ahead and you figure out what's going on with the brain that you have. Maybe even there, there's an inyan of siyata d'shmaya. There's a chasam sefer Baba Basra that seems to speak about that. Torah b'agoyim al tamin chochma b'agoyim tamin. He talks about that whole idea of chochma b'agoyim. But in any case, clearly it's not the same as Torah. Torah has a kedusha. Torah has an infinite makor. It's part of the kol gadol v'lo yosef. And in Torah, you cannot simply say, "I just woke up and I found this shtickel in my head," because HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted it there. It doesn't work like that. But in the end, that's exactly what it is. After the yegiyah, it doesn't make any sense. A lot of things don't make sense, and because it doesn't make sense, we chafe at it. You know, upset. You know, so the last time that you saw a malach, let me know. I'm not joking. The world that exists, that we are, the mask that we have because of our senses is so incredibly limited. So what are we asking on this and asking on that? That's our masorah. That's what we have. We have a huge benefit that we are seeing with eyes that are not Einei Bas of Adam. That's a meridika yisayid. So they just finished that. That's what he says. Umashen noisein, hu bekoyach mashen nosan. Okay.